tonight with reporting you'll see only here on 360. We have confirmation tonight the scandal involving the IRS could be widening beyond the targeting of conservative political groups, those groups, of course, seeking tax-exempt status. CNN has learned at least one former air marshal who publicly criticized and then sued the U.S. government has been interviewed by the IRS Inspector General's office. Why? Because he was suddenly audited by the IRS after speaking out against the management and the politics of a federal agency. Keeping them honest, it could mean the investigation into the IRS is extending to how the agency treated not just Tea Party groups, but other individuals who have spoken out against the government. Here's investigative correspondent Drew Griffin with the 360 exclusive.
Jeff Black is a former federal air marshal who spoke out and eventually became a well-known government whistleblower against the Federal Air Marshal Service and the Department of Homeland Security. He even testified closed doors before Congress. But it is what happened after he retired in June of 2010 that he came to believe someone in the Federal Air Marshal Service, the Department of Homeland Security, or the Obama administration itself was using the IRS to retaliate against him.
We boarded the aircraft before the passengers. That was one of the flaws in the boarding procedures.
Jeff Black appeared in this documentary movie entitled Please Remove Your Shoes, a scathing spoof of the TSA's security procedures. Its debut in Washington, D.C. came on June 30th, 2010. That same day, Jeff Black found out he was under investigation by the IRS.
Almost to the hour that the movie started, there was an IRS agent knocking at my door at home.
You don't think in any way that's a coincidence?
I think the IRS is going to claim it's a coincidence.
He was being audited. A $24,000 lien quietly was placed on his home, and a year-long intensive investigation into his taxes was underway. But in the end, the IRS found out the federal government actually owed him $8,300, and that Black owed the IRS a mere $480. Black had to pay that $480. But because the IRS decided the statute of limitations had run, the government didn't owe Black a dime. And now the Treasury Department's Inspector General is launching its own investigation, trying to find out if anyone in the federal government used the IRS to punish Jeff Black.
They wanted to know the history of my whistleblowing, me testifying before Congress. They wanted to get a whole history of my employment with the Federal Air Marshal Service. They also wanted to find out the origin of the audits. They were very concerned with finding out who actually pushed the button to start the audit.
Meanwhile, in a sign that the scrutiny of the IRS is growing, a spokesperson for the House Ways and Means Committee told CNN it is using the committee website to solicit reports from individuals who believe they were targeted for political beliefs. While it's too early in this investigation to determine what all of the facts are, the spokesperson told CNN, some reports received by the committee support claims the IRS was targeting taxpayers for their beliefs.